Gotcha, and welcome, big welcome in fact, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Here's a short and sweet number to start us off. An intro, really. Perfect intro for our show. This Jason Marsalis album is called Music Update, recorded for ECM Records in 2008. Jason Marsalis is a drummer, as you know well, but he plays vibes throughout this album, but not apparently on the song we've just heard, Guess Who's Back, obviously as that was a drum solo. The very, very sparse liner notes say that David Potter plays drums. That's it. No mention that Jason played drums on the opening solo number. But if it wasn't Jason, then why call it Guess Who's Back? So it's either Potter or, more likely, Marsalis. Confused? If not now, you will be soon, because I've chosen to play you something by the Mojos, the Mojo Blues Band from Austria. That was Shoveling, a song written by all five members of the Mojo Blues Band. Eric Trauner, harmonica, Henning Pertier, piano, Marcus Teufel, guitar, Danny Gugolz, bass, Peter Muller, drums, and it's an important and, Red Holloway on tenor, who's always bluesy and always good value. Recorded at Jazzland Vienna, March 95. Here's a fave song of ours. Heard it lots and lots and lots, but we do enjoy hearing new versions of it, don't we?
Thank you.
Yes, of course it was. Our theme tune, Milestones, written by Miles Davis, but played this time by the Fabian Zone Trio in mid-2007. The title of the album is The Master's Return, which shows their level of self-confidence, certainly. Christian Fabian is the bassist and leader. Born in Sweden, his family moved to Germany when he was six, and he in turn emigrated to initially Holland to study at the Maastricht Conservatory, then on to the US on a full scholarship to study at Berkeley in Boston, and finally on to New York, where he plays in pianist Mike Longo's band and also the new Lionel Hampton band run by a vibes player called Jason Marsalis. Mike Longo is the pianist here, returning the favour, Lewis Nash drums. Our Ellingtonian this week is the brute Ben Webster.
Thank you.
Shine On, Harvest Moon, which had its debut in 1908. In the Ziegfeld Follies, and here played by two of the all-time greats of the tenor saxophone, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster, in L.A. in October 57, and backed by the then Oscar Peterson Quartet. Peterson piano, he said, rather unnecessarily, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, Alvin Stoller drums. And the original LP was on Verve, and has been much reissued, with subtle changes in the album title, just to confuse us, I fear. Here's Bill Frisell. So expect anything. The Time, The Place, a song written by the two co-leaders, Bill Frisell guitar and Matt Chamberlain drums and percussion. And also helping out in the writing of that song, their two producers, somewhat unusually, I would say. Most of this Savoy Jazz 2012 recorded album is just Frisell and Chamberlain, but here they are joined by special guests. Mike Elizondo, bass, Evind Kang, viola, Ron Miles, trumpet, and maybe John Bryan, keyboards, but I couldn't tell if he was on that song or not. As ever with Frisell, something different. Here's another Ellingtonian.
Thank you.
And that's from a brand new vinyl LP from the Soundtrack Factory. It's mainly the soundtrack of a film by Jean-Luc Godard, A Bout de Souffle, renamed in the US as Breathless. It came out in 1960 and starred the ever-cool Jean-Paul Belmondo and the ever-gamine Jean Seberg. All the music was composed by Marshall Solal and recorded in Paris, France, the liner notes helpfully tell us. Oddly, the Soufflé soundtrack only takes up one side of this LP. Side two is also film music by Marshall Solal. And we heard the April 1960 recording of two songs, Clark's Blues and Radio Terry, from another 1960 released French film, Si le vent te fait peur. So why did I tell you all about Soufflé? Good question. Solal is on piano, of course, the great Clark Terry trumpet, the brothers Fernard and Charles Verstraat, trumpet and trombone respectively, Pierre Gosset, alto, William Bucaya, baritone, Benoît Cuirson, bass, and Armand Molinetti, drums. Here's arguably the best-known jazz song of all time. Yes, Paul Desmond's instantly recognisable Take 5, not often recorded as a guitar solo, Eric Baksik's great version being the only other guitarist that comes to mind as I sit here, with a puzzled expression on my face. This time it's San Francisco's Leo Collignon. It's 1980 at the Wine Cellar in San Francisco, apparently a once-abandoned chocolate factory. Why on earth would anyone abandon a chocolate factory? That's the only Leo Collignon LP I have in my collection, and as far as I'm aware, the only one he ever recorded. Here's a vocal by Birdie Green. ¶¶ And that's the second of three LPs that singer Birdie Greene recorded in the late 60s for Prestige Records. She was quoted as saying she preferred to be called a song stylist rather than a jazz singer. I guess she was hoping to appeal to the non-jazz public as well. That song, recorded in April 67 in New York, was called The Poor Side of Town. Not a song I know, I must say. Birdie's mentor was Johnny Hammond Smith. He played opposite her at a jazz club in Boston for several months, and he introed her to his record label, Prestige. And he, Johnny Hammond Smith, was on all three of her LPs, Tenor Man and one of our all-time faves, Houston Person, Thornell Schwartz guitar, Jimmy Lewis bass, Joe Harris drums. For completeness sake, I should tell you, but I don't need to as you already know it, that Johnny Hammond Smith was playing a Hammond B3 organ. I know we played Dudley Moore recently, but I want to share this with you right now. So why does Dudley Moore pop up again on consecutive weeks? Because this is an LP I bought some months ago and have only just played it for the very first time last week. And I enjoyed it so much I thought, why not? It's from a London label LP called simply The Dudley Moore Trio, all Dud's own compos, recorded in London in 68. Dud piano, Jeff Klein bass and Chris Caron drums. Very short songs, so I ran two of them together, Nursery Tune and Hymn. Let's now hear from Sonny Stitt. Recorded May 57 for Verve Records. The leader, Sonny Stitt, alternates throughout this recording session between alto and tenor. Alto here on his own compo, Blues Greasy, not to be confused with Greasy Blues. Oh no, not at all. The marvellous Bobby Timmons on piano, and this is just a year or so before Bobby joined our Blakey's Jazz Messengers and recorded that LP, Moaning, the title song being a Bobby Timmons compo, of course. Edgar Willis bass and Kenny Dennis drums. This LP is called Personal Appearance. Next up, a very short song, a march, really. I find it electrifying. Thank you. Shorter than short, really. Recorded December 94 in New York for Columbia Records. Terence Blanchard is the leader, trumpeter and composer of that song, Romantic Processional. The album is titled Romantic Defiance. Chris Thomas bass, Troy Davis drums. What's better than a Hammond B3? Why? Two Hammond B3s, of course.
Thank you.
was George Benson's song Red Cadillac Boogaloo, and more of that later on. It's on a milestone album called McGriff's House Party. So yes, Jimmy McGriff is one of the Hammond B3 magicians here. The other is the turbaned Dr. Lonnie Smith. And by the way, if you ever get a chance to see Dr. Lonnie Smith live, do so. He is spellbinding to watch. McGriff was the first soloist on that song. Kenny Rampton, trumpet, Eric Alexander, tenor. It's hard to find an album that Alexander is not on from this period. It's September 99. Rodney Jones, guitar, and Bernard Pretty Purdy, drums. Plus Rudy Van Gelder at the controls. George Benson turned up at this recording session, although he wasn't to play. He wanted to just hang out in the control room with Rudy on the first day of recording. And then he came back on the second day, having written Red Cadillac Boogaloo overnight, just for this session. We've had a few very short tracks this week, so I'm going to play you a long one now as our closer. Even though I still won't get all of it in, it's a very long track. It's close to 12 minutes in length. Regular listeners will know we do enjoy jazz interpretations of pop and show tunes, or at least I do. This is Sonny Bono's The Beat Goes On from his Sonny and Cher days. Tim Warfield is the leader. He's on soprano here, tenor elsewhere on the album. This Crisscross album, recorded October 2007 in Brooklyn, is titled One for Shirley, and it's for one of Tim Warfield's biggest influences, organist and pianist Shirley Scott. Terrell Stafford is on trumpet, Pat Bianchi on the Hammond B3, Byron Landrum drums, Daniel G. Sadonik conga and percussion. The Beat Goes On.
Thank you.
Yes, the beat goes on and on. As ever, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please, take care, be well.